evening, everyone. This is the Monday, January 7th, 2019, meeting of your Ferndale City Council. I'd like to invite you to rise and salute our flag. I'm going to invite our new City Administrator, Yorah Bennett, to lead us this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Going on now to a part of our meeting called public comment. Well, one more thing before public comment is the roll call. Make sure we're here. That is more important. Okay, our city clerk will run the roll call.
Councilmember Zarr.
Here.
Councilmember Greg Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Olson.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Watson.
Here.
Councilmember Kate Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Here.
And everybody's here. Now time for public comment, which is a time where we allow you and invite you to come up and speak to your city council on anything that's not on the agenda tonight. If your particular interest is on the agenda, we'll wait for that time. We'll give you 3 minutes and just ask you to tell us who you are, where you're from, and we'll open that up right now. All you got to do is come up to the front. Students, you get extra credit if you come out and talk to us. Being done, we will close the public comment. Going on to the next item of business is what's called the consent agenda. Looking for a city council for the direction there.
Motion to move on consent.
Second. Move Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Kennedy to adopt the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. And the consent agenda has been adopted. At this point, if the council does not mind, you just appointed a planning commissioner. I notice that he is here with your permission. I'd like just to introduce him to the council. Dustin, I saw you. There you are. This is, come on front for a second. We're going to embarrass you a little bit.
All right.
This is Dustin Saskin. He's you applied for the planning commission position quite some time ago.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
You've been in the queue, and congratulations.
Thank
this
you.
Council has approved your appointment. And we're
thank
going to
you
work
much.
You very hard. So, anything
appreciate
you want to
it.
Say to us?
No, thank you for the appointment. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to working with you guys.
Very good. Thank you for volunteering. Appreciate that. Welcome. Going on to item C of the agenda is a presentation by the Department of Ecology. Representing them is Mark Henderson. I think Mark is here. Welcome back with the Super Duper Plunger Award. We look forward
to being here for a while. So, I'm Mark Henderson. I work with Department of Ecology in the Bellingham Field Office. I'm the manager of the discharge permit for the Ferndale Wastewater Plant. And I get the privilege of giving this award to people that earn this. And the crew at your wastewater plant really earned this. This is hard fought. This is not like a gold star. This is 100% compliance, 365, 24/7. The city of Bellingham, I like to tell this story because the city of Bellingham screwed themselves 1 year. The crew 1 year was really working hard, and they have a lot more parameters than Ferndale does to comply with. They complied with everything. The manager of the plant didn't turn in a monitoring report. He was 1 day late, and that kept them from winning the award. And to the day he retired, Bill McCourt catched all kinds of flack from his crew. So that's how big this is. If you miss 1 day, you don't get this. And these guys didn't miss 1 day. So this is what Mike and Jason Kalana, this is what the state gives. And for Whatcom County, the permits that I manage, I give out my own award, the Golden Plunger Award. Nice going, guys.
And what that means is when you flush tonight, these are the gentlemen that you can thank that things Mr. Holland, do you have a speech?
Yeah, I have a speech.
We don't pay you enough.
I had to write it down.
We're ready for it.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Mike Olinger, Public Utilities Superintendent, and I'd like to thank the Council and Kevin's support for the budget and the willingness to fund upgrades and meet the challenging new water and wastewater regulations. For those who are not familiar with the treatment staff, some of our duties are to maintain and operate the wastewater treatment plant, biosolids injection field, and city's industrial wastewater and fog programs. We also maintain a reverse osmosis treatment plant, including two wellhouses, two reservoirs, a clear well, six pressure zones, five water pump stations, and the city's cross-connection control program. We also maintain an independent computer network with 24/7 remote access, alarm monitoring of over 6,000 functions, fiber and radio communications for 24 remote water, stormwater, and wastewater pump stations. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. It's all very good. Will they give you personal tours afterwards tonight, perhaps?
Tomorrow.
Very good.
Moonlight cruise.
D, and I'm especially excited about this. We value our friendship and our partnership with Lummi Nation. And when I heard about this, how this is going to be a lot of fun this summer. We have a presentation of a canoe journey, and it's going to be presented by Beth Brownfield and perhaps others. You're next. And welcome. Freddie's here too. Very good.
Well, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you on behalf of my friend here, Beth Brownfield. I'm sorry, for those of you who don't know me, my traditional name is Salcata. My Christian name is Freddie Lane. I actually went to school here in Ferndale. I made it all the way through up to Ferndale High School, and then I went off to Chemawa. We're here. Beth Brownfield is our dear friend. She it was really instrumental when Lummi hosted the 2007 canoe journey. We hosted over 65,000 people. And so in about 197 days, we're expecting another 100 canoes to come in for the Paddle to Lummi 2019. This is Rebecca Kinley, and Becky is real instrumental. She's going to be leading our team. Do you want to say anything, Beth?
Yeah, I passed out something to you, information about the canoe journey. First of all, a nation of 5,000 people said they're hosting 100,000 people. And I wondered how many of you have ever been invited to Lummi Nation for a meal, for a ceremony, and had a dinner that is just like unsurpassed. Raise your hands. How many of you have done that? So you know that they're going to extend this to 100,000 people. And that means feeding 5,000 people a day. It's going to cost $1.1 million to do this. And Lummi was not expecting to do it this year. They were expecting to do it possibly in 2020. So they didn't have a budget for it. So they're putting forth $600,000. And they are trying to raise another $600,000. The Community Connections Committee of the city in the county is going to try to raise $300,000, and we have 190 days to do that. So the canoe journey is not just, we're not just supporting Lummi, we're supporting 50 or more nations that are coming in, the largest gathering of indigenous people in the Pacific Northwest, maybe in the United States or Canada. So Freddie will tell you some more about that, but we are asking for your support, and we hope that all of you have a chance to experience that. So read the information on here. I won't go through all of it.
And so not just to the city council and the staff, but to the community as well. Everybody is going to be welcome. It's free. It's open to the public. We have guests coming from Papua New Guinea, from the Miccosukee tribe in Florida. I'm going to Hawaii next month to do a formal invitation to our friends in Maui. So we'll have a Hawaiian delegation. And then we have our Maori friends coming up from New Zealand as well. And so it's just an opportunity to you know, we're neighbors, and we have many friends and allies in the community, and we just wanted to extend a personal invite. You're the first council that we've come, and I actually didn't expect to be doing this, our vice chairman, but I do sit on the Lummi Indian Business Council. I'm I'm the new kid on the block, so I'm past my first year. I'll be up in 2020. But again, just extending this warm invitation to each and every one of you. We want to do this in a good way and with your community. You know, we're going to have a really good time. We're going to, the potlatch, as you know, was banned by the governments of Canada and the United States back in the 1800s and early 1900s. And so it's really come in full circle with a resurgence of our language, our customs, and our traditions. And so again, just extending a warm welcome again to each and every one of you. We would like to, I don't know, do you have a chair or the mayor? We just have a blanket that we'd like to share with you. This is from the Paddle to Puyallup. Our relatives in Puyallup posted this last year. And so we just, it's kind of traditional that we blanket our everywhere we go, we try and do this in a good way. You don't have to wear it the whole
time. I want to. I was
chilly when I look forward to it.
Thank you, Beth. When they talked about the potlatch, Lummi is hand making 10,000 gifts. And if you can imagine, a handmade, nothing from China, nothing, you know, that is bought in wholesale and given out. All the gifts that are going to go to the potlatch are going to be handmade. So that's something really important to think of, the hosting, how Lummi hosts. They're renowned for that. And no one has surpassed 2007 Canoe Journey. So this is another great level that Lummi setting.
Thank you. Oh, okay. When? July 24th we're expecting 100 canoes down at the Stamish grounds. So if you go to the ferry terminal and you keep driving around Lummi View Drive there, and it's at the Stamish grounds where we host the canoes every year, and it lasts 5 days. Again, the meals we'll be serving meals. They're free to all the community, all of our guests that come. And so Beth has been really instrumental in approaching the farmers where they donate. You know, it's amazing how much work Beth does in bringing the community with the farmers. And yeah, so the June, let's see, our July 24th through the 28th. So it's 5 day celebration.
Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you.
Again,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Going on, folks, to item E, capital projects update. We have our projects manager, Katie Ratter. Welcome, Eric. Good to see you.
Hi there. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. Just a real brief update. We're still kind of tired and getting caught up from 2018, so out with the old, in with the new. We've been wrapping up some projects that we completed last year. That includes our Gateway Stormwater Project, the Cherry Street and Pioneer Park Pathways Project, Portaway Roundabout Project, Washington Street Project. We've been accepting final as-builts from our designers, submitting final bills to our funding agencies, and getting those things wrapped up.
Katie, can you let folks know what as-builts are?
As-builts are the paper copy record, the drawings of the improvements that we've done. So basically, it's the city's opportunity to update its records as far as you know, the facilities that we have in the ground existing and the new ones that we've added as part of the project. So it helps our record keeping for not only ourselves, but if developers come in and need to you know, build or whatever, then we have an adequate record of our utilities and our facilities. You're welcome. So for 2019, we have a few projects that we're working on. We're in the design phases of these three. The First Avenue pedestrian project, we're working with a consultant to get that designed. I think that will be the first one that we go out to bid with, probably in a few months. The other one we're working on right now is Pump Station 19 is the Molloy Village Pump Station. We're working on decommissioning that. Gravity is always preferable over mechanical pumping systems, so we're working on our project to be able to gravity that sewer lift station down into the new Thornton line that we installed last year. And then, of course, we are working on the Thornton Road project with the goal of getting that underway later this fall. We're working on the right-of-way phase, which means acquiring the necessary property rights to construct that project. So that's all I had. I don't know if Kevin wanted to...
Thank you, Ms. Ryder.
All right, thank you very much.
Going on, we have a comprehensive amendment. We have our...
Good evening, Council. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Yori Burnett, City Administrator. We have before you your 2018 Comprehensive Plan docket. If you recall, way back in 2018, almost a month ago, you held a public hearing to discuss all of these proposals as well as an additional proposal. It was that additional proposal, which was on the south side of Thornton, that you decided to extend into this year for further consideration. At the Planning and Land Use Committee last week, the committee indicated that they were not likely to support that change, and less than 24 hours after that, independent of the committee's discussion, the property owner contacted me and formally withdrew her application. She arrived at the same conclusions as I think that the council had. So what all of that means is your decision may be much simpler than it otherwise would be. You've already closed the public hearing, so you are not required to hear any more from me. You can certainly hear from the public more if you wish, but a yay vote tonight would adopt the attached ordinance as well as the three exhibits that are attached. We would then take those exhibits and modify the comprehensive plan map accordingly. I should point out, in case there is any confusion, just to make sure that it is not confusing, I believe Exhibit 8 still shows the legacy map showing that original proposal on Thornton. That's not intended to be any evidence that we're actually trying to make that proposal, just showing what contacts were made during the process. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. I can go over any of these individually if you wish.
It's your last item. Plenty of time. Councilmember Watson.
Just a process question, because we did vote on some of the individual items. So now, I guess we're just voting on those individual things, but now you want us to vote on the whole, which vote out?
Correct. Those votes previously were more or less advisory votes, just because you do need to adopt a final ordinance. You can revisit those votes if you wish, but you are under no obligation to do so. Based on those votes, it appeared that you wish to record or to approve each of the proposals, and that's what the ordinance reflects.
Citizens that just go about their business and make Ferndale a better place. This particular one is special to me because I was one of the first people I met when I moved to Ferndale in 1987. What brought him to mind was I was reading Coach Doug Peterson's book on leadership that came out after the team won the Super Bowl last year. Most of you know Doug Peterson graduated from Ferndale High School and coached the Super Bowl champion Eagles. And he mentions a number of Ferndale folks that were influential in his development, his character, and he calls them mentors, and one of them was his pastor. Pastor Ralph Paulson, and so tonight we are recognizing his service. He still lives here in Ferndale after a long time service at First Baptist Church. So it says this, on this date, Monday, January 7th, 2019, Reverend Ralph Paulson is recognized for his service to the community. He served 2 decades as the pastor of Ferndale First Baptist Church, performing countless weddings, baptisms, and funerals for the community. He volunteered with the Shepherd's House Ministry, providing services for those with intellectual disabilities. He served as a mentor for many other leaders and future coach, Doug Peterson. We're proud to put his name in the record as a true, humble, hometown hero. And that is the extent of Mayor's report tonight. Council report. Councilmember Watson, and then Councilmember Hanson.
This Saturday is the community meeting from 10 to noon at the United Church on Washington. We're having maybe bean soup and cheesecake.
That's a great opportunity.
Whatever the food bank gives us.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanson, great hands.
On Thursday, January 17th, the Ferndale Chamber of Commerce is having their 63rd annual general meeting and awards dinner.
Councilmember Saar.
The Arts Commission is doing some workshops for a Mosaic Tile Public here at the library on January 12th and 26th, and then February 9th and 23rd. And volunteers are welcome to come help. They're going to do it in sections of the living facility.
Very good. Other council reports? Seeing them, we'll go on to staff, Community Development Director Haley Miller.
I have nothing.
Very good. Public Works.
I have nothing.
Finance.
Nothing.
Nothing. Clerk?
Just a reminder that our next council meeting will be Tuesday, January 22nd. The Monday is a holiday.
Being there. Our city minister?
Sitting in the seat where Riley normally sits, I have a lot, so I think that it's probably thanks to Riley. It is a seat for sure. Judge Kamen is probably going to be contacting each of you individually to invite you to attend Friday Municipal Court and then have a tour afterwards. It's not a big facility, but he would like you to see if you have the opportunity what life is like here on Fridays. He's has one meeting under his belt, and he would like to get to know you as well.
He also indicated he'd be willing to meet at other times. Court is from 9 till noon one, and that might not be possible for some of your schedule, but he would be willing to meet at other times as well. But if you can attend court, this is a completely different room. It was much different.
Also, the Lummi Nation this afternoon invited us to participate in a joint webinar with them. It's a small mention, but the fact that Lummi Nation and City of Ferndale are going to be sitting together and learning about open record public meetings is progress. Also, for you to think about, the various small cities are going to be sending a letter to the Ruckles House Center, which is working on the roadmap for Washington's future, basically looking at the Growth Management Act about 2.5 decades in. And what we wanted to do was, most jurisdictions don't comment, but we as United Front wanted to comment on recommended changes, things that are working. So if you have any thoughts, please email them to me and we'll be sure to put them in the letter. And then finally, next week, the Community Development Director and I have been invited to give a presentation on all things Ferndale by the Northwest Real Estate Brokers. So we're looking forward to that in Burlington.
Thank you.
It's a kind of rolling deadline, but I would say certainly in the first quarter of 2019.
Oh, okay. So not like next week or something?
No, but we would like to, we're going to have the draft ready by the third week of January for the small cities, and then we would expect to be able to kind of finalize that probably in February.
Okay. Thank you. Going on to our
It's for Facebook comments. I love being downstream because I get to cross off things as everybody else mentions them. But I just wanted to mention that the Boys and Girls Club is having a board game night, free and open to the public, and anyone who wants to attend, Friday, January 18th at 6 p.m. So bring your dice. They're doing Twister, Mario Kart, and Magic Cards, all things that played critical roles in my childhood. And then for the city's operations are not directly impacted by the federal government shutdown, but I know that a lot of families living in Ferndale are being affected by the shutdown. So the city is working to compile resources that will be available for those families. So if you know about resources that are available, please send them to me. And if you need help connecting with those resources, please reach out to the city and we will put you in touch. We want to help facilitate it so that Ferndale families aren't hurting.
Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that. I all do. Going on now to our time of hearing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of most of our meeting. We have what's called an executive session. We very rarely meet behind closed doors, but sometimes we do. One of the reasons we might do that has to do with real estate acquisition, and that is according to our state, that's our state law, 423110. So we're going to go into executive session for about 20 minutes. We will need to ask you to leave. And if you want to stay that 20 minutes and come back at the end, we're basically going to probably close the gallery. So
if you signed up for a card, see me.
Yeah, so we're not going to end the meeting right at this point, but we're going to dismiss you. Give about 1 or 2 minutes to leave. You can get a coffee card, whatever it is, we'll take care of that. So, but thank you for being here. And if you want to come back in 20 minutes, we'll be wrapping up. But we're not going to be taking any action.
You can start to see.